This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From SharpFootballStats.com and SharpFootballAnalyst.com, Warren Sharp joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and the Wendy's Big Show. Warren, appreciate the time today.
Definitely, guys.
Talking about the advanced analytics in a CBS Sports article linked today, and you can find it at 1057FMTheFan.com. Warren, you were posting out that there are some things that the Green Bay Packers could be doing better by implementing more beneficial offensive strategies. Could you explain to our listeners what that would mean?
Right. So, you know, the Packers are one of the teams around the league when I'm studying that just seem to not do everything analytically correct. There are certain things that you can do that are going to optimize your ability to win games. And the difference between the Packers and some of the other teams that weren't all the way into analytics and doing things intelligently is you guys actually have a really good quarterback. And so that's kind of like step one to being able to be an efficient team. You guys already have the groundwork laid for that. So implementing some of these minor changes are going to make a big difference in your ability to reach your ceiling. And one of them is something that I've already heard murmurs about coming from Matt LaFleur, and that's targeting the running backs a little bit more often in the passing game. I mean, these, especially on early downs, don't do it on third down, but doing it on early downs is a very efficient pass. It's going to help your quarterback. It's going to help your the balance of your offense and keep things on track. Using a little bit more play action, just optimizing some of your play calls, which I kind of write about in my 2019 football preview, I think is going to make a real big impact on the ceiling for you guys this upcoming season.
Talk a little bit about, you know, a lot of these coaches, offensive coordinators get stuck into doing, you know, we're going to do what we do and don't worry about what the defense does versus trying to take advantage of weaknesses. And I think that's what's made the Patriots so great over the course of time is they're willing to make those changes from week to week, and a lot of teams aren't.
Absolutely correct. It's one of the biggest things that you have to, as a coach, you always have to keep coaching, and you always have to be willing to say, this might be what we like to do. However, what is the easiest thing for us to win this game on Sunday? What will make the most difference for us in winning this game? And so you have to be willing to modify your strategy. You have to be willing to adapt to the weaknesses of that opponent. And that's the biggest thing around the NFL that I think separates the very best teams from just the merely good to average teams. The willingness and the capability of their offense to adapt. And sometimes that means in your game plan ahead of the week, and other times it means in-game situations. And that's where I think the Patriots really shine, is their ability to have backup plan upon backup plan ahead of time, and then not to be too scared to implement one of those backup plans during the course of the game to make us some type of an adjustment and have confidence that we've coached up the players well enough that this is going to give us the optimal way to win this game, even if it's not the most comfortable thing for this player to do. We've taught him how to do it at certain points this season, and we're going to make him use it because it's the easiest way to win this particular game. And that's what I hope more coaches around the league look to implement.
You know, we know that baseball now is more about analytics than any other professional sport. I think maybe football may be a little bit tougher to come around in that because they're used to their old archaic ways. How much are you seeing now numbers playing an important part in what the NFL now is all about, and especially on the offensive side of the ball? Or more specifically, does Matt LaFleur believe in that?
Well, it's tough to know how deep Matt LaFleur is going to take things. One of the things that frustrated me a little bit about Matt LaFleur was he came from, you know, the more intelligent offensive systems, but when he was in Tennessee last year, they ran the ball more often and less successfully than in either season of the exotic smash mouth offense, which is what they were trying to get rid of in Tennessee. Now, I think that in part that could have been because of his quarterback and Marcus Mariota. what do we know about Tennessee and Marcus Mariota? They don't even want to extend a second contract to him. He's playing in his fifth year, and reports have come out that, you know, he could be yanked. Like, he's not guaranteed to be the starter this year. They got Ryan Tannehill in there now. Maybe that's just to motivate him or not, but in either situation, he's nowhere near the caliber of Aaron Rodgers. And so I'm excited to see what LaFleur opens his mind to use with Rodgers, because Rodgers is so much better. Now, to the earlier part of your question, I think that analytics now in the NFL, we're entering this golden age where we have more access to the player tracking data. All the teams got access to that from all of their opponents and everybody league-wide starting last season. So prior to that, teams didn't have some of this advanced data. And we're also seeing more of that data filtered out into the public domain, and there's just more people analyzing it publicly. And it's actually helping us understand more about football and how you actually win games and what things are efficient now and today more than we even did 2-3 years ago. So we're making leaps and bounds in our progress for how we're analyzing and how we're going to optimize making football easier. But the difference between that and like basketball or baseball, for example, let's look at the basketball example. You know, basketball's sort of been solved to some extent, right? Everybody now is shooting three-pointers or going for, you know, layups and dunks. Like, there's very little mid-range. It's been figured out that we don't need to do that. But, you know, most teams can just look at what their opponents are doing and say, oh, well, they're doing that, and they're really smart with data, so let's just copy what they're doing, right? In the NFL, you can't do that. In the NFL, there's 53 men. Every team's slightly different.
Right.
They're, sure, passing is more efficient than rushing the football, but every single team needs to be spending a lot of time understanding the data for their own team and their own situation, which is why it's more important now than it ever has been for teams not to fall too far behind the curve with their understanding of what analytics means and how they should be playing football.
Talking with Warren Sharp here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tell me this. Do you think the reason the fullback has kind of been phased out is because of analytics and how this all plays in? Because Matt LaFleur comes in, and it looks like they're going to be using the fullback quite a bit more than most other teams.
Well, and I don't think there's a problem with that. Look, one of the best things, if you look at the teams that made the Final Four games last year, you know, the championship games, every single one of those teams did something a little bit differently than Patriots. They and the San Francisco 49ers used a ton of 21 personnel, two running backs, generally speaking, a fullback and a actual halfback out there on the football field at the same time. And you can do so much out of that. And what it allows you to do is it allows you to not become predictable. And that's one of the most important things. The rules right now are totally slated to favor offenses. It's very difficult for defenses right now with the construct of the rules in the current form. And what if you become a little bit too predictable, you're pushing some of that power that you have back to the defense. You can absolutely not let the defense figure out what you're going to do. And why, when you have a fullback and a running back out there on the field, as you guys know and probably have seen from camp, you can motion those guys. You can use them in a variety of different ways. You can actually get into like a four wide type passing formation with a fullback in there to help block as an extra blocker. There's a lot of different things that you can do. I think as long as you're going to be creative with it, then you're going to have success. If you simply just trot out 21 personnel and run the ball a large amount of the time against a defense that's somewhat decent against the run, that's not the formula to win games in the NFL. What the Patriots end up doing is they'll try to run, and if it gets slowed down because they're playing good run defense, then they just start passing the ball, and Brady will throw 50 attempts. You have to be willing to adapt to your opponent, but I like the fact that they're willing to do something slightly different than the rest of the league, because I still think that 21 personnel has a big place in terms of the overall efficiency out of the NFL. In fact, it's one of the two most efficient formations to pass the football out of, personnel groupings to pass out of, is 21 personnel, because you know more teams are learning it's easy to pass the football, so we're going to pass more, but they're just throwing a lot of 11 personnel out on the field, not getting creative with it. Make that defense think. Make them not know if you're going to run the football on this given play because you got a fullback out there, and then pass. And those are some situations that are going to raise their ceiling.
Yeah, not all teams can just have a whack job head coach like Sean McVay and run 11 personnel out there for 98% of the snaps and be able to do it because they have Todd Gurley in the backfield. Warren, appreciate the time, man, and great stuff. Football, sharpfootballstats.com and sharpfootballanalysis.com. We appreciate the time, Warren.
Thanks, guys.
That's Warren Sharp joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.